live streaming isn't available right now. Here it is. Come back up. Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of July, Sunday morning. You've joined us for the morning service of Pineville Grace House Church Fellowship. And we hope you all are doing well. Mark is going to read some scriptures, and then we're going to sing some songs and psalms and hear spiritual songs. I'll turn the camera around.
Ezekiel 33:1-6. The appointment of Ezekiel as watchman. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man or coast, and set them for their watchman, setting for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. But whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, and his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will not require the watchman's hand. Thank you.
What was that again, Mark?
Ezekiel 33:1-6.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're singing from the Old School Hymnal this morning. And the first song we're going to sing is called, O for a Breeze of Heavenly Love. Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love, to waft my soul away to that celestial world above, where pleasures ne'er decay. Eternal Spirit, deign to be my pilot here below, to steer through life's tempestuous sea, where stormy winds do blow. I need the influence of thy grace to see beyond my way, lest I should loiter in my race or turn my feet astray. Are not thy mercies sovereign still, and thou a faithful God? Wilt thou not grant me warmer zeal to run the heavenly road, from rocks of pride on either hand, from quicksands of despair? And
oh, guide me safe on Canaan's land,
through every latent snare. Anchor me in that port above, on that celestial shore,
where mighty billows never move,
the next one we're going to sing is on page 220. Glorious things of thee are spoken.
Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God.
His word cannot be broken. Warn me for His own on the rock of ages fountain. What can shake my sure repose?
With salvation walls surrounded, Thou mayst smile at all Thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well supply Thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Bless His inhabitants of Zion, washed in the Redeemer's blood. Jesus, whom their souls rely on, makes them kings and priests to God. Ravish habitation hungry, see the cloud and fire appear. For a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner, light by night and shade by day, lest they feed upon the manna which He gives them when they pray. Savior, if from Zion City I could grace them ever at, let the world deride or pity, I will glory in Thy name. Fading is a worldly pleasure, all is boasted pomp and show. Solid joys and lasting treasure, let the Zion children know.
Okay, 308. It's written by John Newton. 308, Lord, revive us.
Savior, visit Thy plantation. Grant us, Lord, a gracious rain. All will come to desolation unless Thou return again. Lord, revive us, Lord, revive us. All our help must come from Thee. Lord, revive us, O revive us. All our help must come from Thee. Keep no longer at a distance. Shine upon us from on high. Lest for want of Thine assistance, every plant should droop and die.
Surely once Thy
gardens flourished, every part looked gay and green. Then Thy word our spirits nourished, happy seasons we have seen. Dear Savior, they sit hither, Thou canst make them bloom again. Oh, permit them not to wither, let not all our hope be vain. Lord, revive us, all our help must come from Thee. Lord, revive us, O revive us, all our help must come from Thee.
The last one we're going to sing before we go over to the other part of the service is from a psalm taken from Psalm 14 on page 15. 14C.
The fool whose heart is saying, there surely is no God. Corrupt and vile deeds are, not one of them does good. The Lord looked down from heaven on children of men abroad, to see if any understood, if any seek for God. All forests they have wandered, they feel even begun. Not one of them is righteous, no, not a single one. Have they of truth no knowledge, these evil workers all, who eat like bread my people, and on God do not call. free shall they be in great fear, for God is with the just. You when confound one struggling, the Lord is his trust. Salvation out of Zion, who will to Israel bring? The Lord brings back his captive, joy Jacob Israel sing.
Dear Lord, we pray you would be with us today in the service. We pray that you would open your word to us, grant unto us your favor, we pray. Be with those who are hurting today. You know all of the issues out there amongst your people. Pray that you would comfort and encourage them as well. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I want to say hello to everybody today. All of those who have joined us for this service this morning. And I want to also just encourage people that sometimes in the darkest hours is when Christ is the most precious. I've entitled this message, Bell Bow Down. You know, during this time period, we've got all of this animosity going on between, you know, what statues should be left up and what statues should be torn down, what new statues should be erected. We see the exaltation of the creature, don't we? We go to a lot of different travel videos because we like to see different parts of the world. And regardless of what city you visit, they all have their own statues erected to either some god or some man or some woman. It's almost a universal thing. Why do you think God said, "Thou shalt not make no graven images or any likeness to any man"? Thou shalt not bow down to them, thou shalt not worship them. I am the Lord thy God. Bell boweth down. The proclamation of the absolute sovereignty of God continues in Isaiah chapter 46. Bell boweth down. Nebo stoopeth, their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy laden, they are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together, they could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Isn't that something? They had so many idols. Had so many idols that their cattle couldn't even carry all of them. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place. And he standeth from his place. Shall he not remove? Reminds me a couple things. Every time I read that, reminds me of how they carry the Pope around. You know, they used to carry him around in a chair, and now he has his own Pope Mobile where he can go around amongst the people. And a few years ago somebody did a YouTube video where they were carrying a statue of Mary, and they dropped it and broke into 1,000 pieces. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth from his place. Shall he not remove? Yea, one shall cry unto him. Yet can he answer, or save him out of his trouble? Remember this, and show yourselves, men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. It doesn't matter how many statues you erect in the United States or any other country, or graven images, I don't care who they're to. I don't care who they're to. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington Carver, Columbus, James Madison, John Adams, Billy Graham, George Floyd, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I am God and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Notice, he doesn't place salvation every single person on the face of the earth. He does have people from every kindred, every people, and every nation, but it's not all men without exception, unlike a lot of people are proclaiming. The prophet Isaiah is declaring that idols, the work of men's hands, and anything anything they concoct to try to make them acceptable to a false god is without any merit or solution for their fallen condition. The prophet answers in Isaiah 47:4, as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. The prophet spends the rest of the chapter 47 showing the utter folly of these worshiping other gods and the resulting conditions of such wretches. Our country has been worshiping other gods since its inception. This isn't just something new. When they get up and declare that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that's worshiping another god. That's not the God of the Bible. But these two things shall come to them in a moment and one day: the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon them in their perfection for the multitude of their sorceries, thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. How come there are so many secret orders? Have you ever thought about that? How come there are so many secret orders? Now, it's interesting. Sometimes when you proclaim the Word of God, people will say, I have no fear. The Lord's my shepherd. I don't fear any of these things. That's great. But did God not point these things out as warnings to people? Look at the United States. Look at other countries, how they have compromised over the years. Now, right before Richard Bennett, the Roman Catholic priest, died, about 2 years before he, well, actually it was about 4 years before he died, I interviewed him on sermon audio, and I placed that last night on Facebook if you want to listen to his interview with me. One of the things that was striking to him when he went and visited Rome was all of the idols and perversion, just like Martin Luther found when he went to Rome. Nothing had changed. For thou hast trusted they shall trust in thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and knowledge it hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. All of these people that have bowed the knee to Baal have taken money. Do you know that I learned this last week? Over $3.5 billion was given to the Roman Catholic Church for coronavirus stimulus loans. And they're not loans as long as they use their accounting correctly and show that 60% goes to employees and 40% to expenses. $3.5 billion, folks, went right directly in the coffers of Rome. What about all these other corporations, not-for-profit corporations? What about Jimmy Swaggart, $350,000? Over that, I think it was more like $500,000. Paul White, Donald Trump's spiritual advisor, got thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, and his organization took thousands and thousands of dollars. Most of the churches in the United States took the stimulus money. Does not that explain to you why there's no pushback on social distancing or wearing masks in their churches? They're on the take. Bell boweth down. It hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee. Peter Popoff, the fraudulent televangelist, even took thousands and thousands of dollars. Stand now with thine enchantment and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored. All of this ecumenicalism going on. There's no protest left, Kenneth Copeland said. By the way, another person that received thousands and thousands of dollars from COVID-19 was Joyce Meyer, flying her jet all around the country, needing assistance. Give me a break. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee. Isaiah 47, 9 through 15. Well, God has shown himself to his people. He has shown himself to be strong. He has delivered us from the power of the grave. He's given us eternal life through his Son. But for all of those people who have joined the ranks of Rome and the ecumenical movement, be aware, because we have been told to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Are you wearing the mask? I had a friend of mine tell me, Walt Stickle. He said, you can bet one thing. All that will wear the mask will take the vaccination. And all who take the vaccination will take the mark. I think that's a good point. If we can't resist a lousy mask, how are we going to resist taking the vaccination? And if we can't resist the vaccination, how are we going to resist bowing to Baal and taking the mark? People say, oh, it's not a literal mark. I'm not going to argue that point with you. But you know what? Down through the centuries, through the ages, as early as 300 A.D., people were being tortured for the name of Christ. Even earlier than that, though, all of the disciples were martyred except for Judas, who killed himself, and John, who was boiled in oil. And there was what was called a Great Inquisition. And if you ever want to see how absolutely corrupt and vile Roman Catholic Church is, go to Berean Beacon and find out the instruments of torture that was used for Inquisition. Of the people that would not bow to Baal. You'll get your boat loaded on that one. We're living in a time of separation. You know, why do you think we're worshiping in this little house church? Why do you think we've been worshiping in this little house church for the last 12 plus years? God has given us the strength to not bow the knee to Baal. And he will continue to give us the strength. And he says, now unto you that is able to keep you, now unto he who is able to keep you from falling. Jude 24 and 25. Now unto you who is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless. Do you believe that he's able to keep you from falling? And the spotless presentation that he's going to make is saints who have been given the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Do we have a final selection?
49 out of Psalm 97a. Actually, 49 out of Psalm 97b.
Okay, we're going to sing a portion of the 97th Psalm.
Someone read.
They who idols boast are shamed. To Him God's worship bring. When Zion hears that she is glad, and Judah's daughters sing, because of all our judgments, Lord, Thou art the Lord Most High, above all earth, above all gods, exalted very high. Hate evil all who love the Lord. He keeps His saints secure, and from the hand of wicked men He gives deliverance sure. For all the righteous light His sun, and through our gladness flame, He rises in the Lord, rejoice, thank His holy name.
Well, I'm glad that we can trust in the almighty hand of God, and we can sure be sure that He underneath us are His everlasting arms. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer, and it's our intention to be back here tonight around 6 o'clock if the Lord wills. God bless.